to blame. How I longed to hide my face, I was so ashamed for all the wrongs that I had done. And I knew I had to pay. I was bound to face hell's flames, I'd be there today. My friends, but for the blood, but for the blood shed on Calvary's tree, but for the blood, there'd be no hope for you and me. For all my righteousness is filthy rags, and it's all I'd ever be, but for the blood set me free. Even now I get so low, you know the devil lets me know I'm so undeserving, I'm unworthy of God's love. And oh yes, I know it's true, here I am with the chosen few, I stand today. Yes, I'm saved just by the blood, but for the blood shed on Calvary's tree, but for the blood there'd be no hope for you and me. For all my righteousness is filthy rags, and it's all I set me free, but for the blood shed on Calvary's tree, but for the blood there'd be no hope for you and me. For all my righteousness is filthy rags, and it's all I'd ever be, but for the blood that cleansed and set me free.
This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. We thank you for joining us, count it a privilege of ours to come into your place of listening. We trust the broadcast to be a blessing and a help to you. Now, I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Father, as we bow before you, we come to you in the name of Jesus and the name above every name. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us, all that you're going to do. Lord, we thank you for the last year, Lord, that we've come through and continue to see your blessings, see souls saved, see the work go on. Lord, you've been faithful, and we thank you for that. We pray today, Lord, that you'd just continue to see us through and walk with us, speak to us. God, we come to you, Father. I pray for all the mission work, all the children's homes. I pray, Father, your blessings, your hand continue to be on them. Help us. We need you today, Lord. God, we pray, Father, for every lost soul. I pray, Lord, that you'd go by and save that nearest hell this morning. I pray today, Father, that you'd touch the church and each and every one that's hungry and thirsty for the word of God today. Bible said, blessed is he that hungers and thirsteth after righteousness, for he shall be filled. God, we pray today, Lord, that you would just have your will and your way. We'll thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brethren, I'd like to ask you to continue to pray for us, pray for our children's homes, pray for the mission work, just each and everything that the Lord has laid upon our hearts, and pray for us that we'd have the strength and the Spirit of God in us to be able to do these things and be led by the Spirit and know what to do. And if you would just continue to pray for the children, the missionaries, and the Lord has really been good to us. We're thankful for that. Want to just give him the glory and honor. I'd like to take just a minute or two. A lot of prayer requests I could give you, but I'd just like to say the Lord is good. I mean, he's been really good to us. We're thankful, and we want to be thankful. I want to have a thankful heart. I mean, I pray for about three things for myself. I ask him to help me to love, and I ask him to give me faith, and I ask him to help me to be thankful. And if I can get those done, we'll get on down the road, I think. And I want to love those he loves. I want to believe him, believe the word of God, and I want to thank him for everything he's done for us. And I'm glad I'm saved. I'm headed out of this country here one day into another country, changing houses. And I'm glad that God went and prepared a place for us. But anyway, I just wanted to say a few things there this morning. I ask you to continue to pray. I do want to give you our mailing addresses. I ask you to write us this week, if you would. Write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church. I trust it'll be a blessing.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He answers prayer.
Appreciate that, and he's good to you too, if you just knew it. If you have your Bibles today, turn with me in John chapter 14. And we'll begin at verse 16. And this is Jesus talking to his disciples. And he said to them, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, and he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Now I want to talk to you about these verses today, if you have them down through here. But first of all, I want you to remember I'm talking about the Comforter. And I got somebody to run it off of the old dictionary and tell me what it means. This is what a comforter is. And it sure is different from most preaching I listen to. Amen. The Bible says, the dictionary says, it's to strengthen. It's a light excellent in comfort. The spirit of men to comfort your hearts. That's in Genesis. But let me get the real meaning of it, relief from pain. That's what it's here for. Ease rest, moderate pleasure after pain, cool our distress, uneasiness of the body. The word signifies properly new strength. I mean, all of these things, it relieves from distress of mind to ease the quiet it experiences when agitation or afflictions causes. It implies also some degrees of positive admonition of the spirit or some pleasurable, sensible, derived from hope, agreeable, and so on down the line. What I'm trying to say, he ain't never come down here to jump on you. He ain't never come down here to tell you how sorry you are. Now, he done that to the world. He said he'll condemn the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. But when you get saved, he's a comforter. Now, before you get saved, he reproves the world. He's a reprover before you get saved. And then after you get saved, he's the comforter. Now, did you ever hear of anybody telling you after you got saved that all of your troubles and trials, you had somebody look after and take care of you? I mean, he's the mother of us. Now, what do you say? I don't believe that. Well, I mean, he birthed us into the family of God. I mean, if you were born again, you got to have somebody to be born of. And he got born into the family of God by the Spirit of God. Then he baptized you into the body of Christ. I mean, that's how you got in there. He put you in there. I mean, you talk about little babies and you talk about baby baptism. That's the only one that can do it, honey. I mean, he does that. Now, don't get hung up right there on all that stuff. But I want to tell you that the Holy Ghost is down here to help you. I mean, let's just say he's a mother of us all. And let's say the Holy Ghost is a mother. Then the Father is the Father and the brother. Jesus is our elder brother. I mean, he really is. Because he is born to the same Holy Ghost that I got born of. And that made us brothers anyhow, whether you like it or don't like it. Got the same father, got the same mother, and bless God, I'm a child of God. I got joined there to Jesus. So when I get down and out, listen, when you get down and out, when the world's oppressing you, I mean, have you ever seen a little youngin' get hurt? And here comes a mother. I mean, she don't get down there and say, bless God, I told you not to get on that bicycle, if she's a real one. She'll get down there and he's knocked out and he don't hardly know where he's at, crying and squalling and bawling and wanting to die. And she said, now, honey, just be careful. This way ain't your mommy's here. And your daddy's here. And your brother's here. Oh, brother told me not to do it, but he's here. And he died for you, son. He done took your place. I mean, that's what God done. Well, you understand what I'm preaching tonight? God done exactly what I'm saying. And the Holy Ghost is doing exactly what I'm telling you. I mean, somebody come by and gets hurt. Devil runs over you with a tricycle or a bicycle or automobile. And the devil will tell you, quick as you fall to the ground, you sin. You sin. Well, that wasn't so. I mean, it might have been so, but you sinned anyhow. I mean, you still got sin in you. I mean, your body's full of it. It's sin that makes you do what you do. But thank God the Holy Ghost don't say nothing about your sin because you got saved. You've done been liberated. You done been set free. So what he's down here to do is comfort you. Now, is that what Jesus said? He said, I'll send you another comforter. And when he's come, he'll abide with you forever. And he'll get right down there and say, now, honey, I know you done it. I know what you done. I saw you do it. But I'm down here to help you. I'm not down here to hurt you. Oh, you say, you're trying to get folks to sin. No, I'm just trying to tell them they got some help if they do.
I've been trying to tell them they got somebody named the Holy Ghost that's down here to try to encourage them, while somebody's beating them over the head, while some preacher has to tell them this is what God will do to you. Well, let me tell you, God the Holy Ghost is just as much God as God the Father, and as much God as God the Son. And if God the Holy Ghost don't kill you, God the Father ain't going to kill you, and God the Son ain't going to kill you, and you ain't going to die. Because he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Though it was dead, yet shall he live. Boy, but I'll tell you, you're just ready and ripe for a good killing. I don't know how many times they think a man can die. I mean, these fellas say, God will kill you. And the next time, God will kill you. And the next time, God will kill you. How many times can a man get killed yet? It don't even make good sense. It don't make no sense at all. I mean, you're alive. And I preached this last Sunday. He come that you might have life. And my Lord God, if he come you might have life, why does he want to kill you? I mean, I'm talking to saved people. I'm talking to hurting people out there. I'm talking to somebody that's about ready to kill yourself because some stupid preacher has told you not the only way out is God just kill you. Well, honey, just get down there and start crying and start saying, God, I'm just a hurting so bad, I don't know what to do. And the first thing you know, there'll be a Holy Ghost come by and say, I'm here, honey. Don't worry, your mommy's here, your daddy's here, your brother's here, and the whole family's here. We're all here. The whole heavenly host is here with you. Great God Almighty, we got a God. Oh, they saying God is so good. Ain't he good? Amen. You say, well, my mama never done that to me. Well, I know, but she wasn't God. I'm talking about a Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about the Holy Comforter. And then I hear these folks say, well, he'll heal you. He'll heal you if you get hurt. Bless God, he'll heal you if you get hurt. But he'll not only heal you, but they'll say in the same breath, but he'll kill you if he don't give you money. So they give themselves away. They're lying. They know, you know that they're after your money. And God ain't no kill nobody. He told El Sapphire and Ananias why he said, you had it, it's yours. Peter did, the preacher did. Now, the preacher didn't kill him. I don't know what they died from. But Sapphire and Ananias come up here. One of them come out and said, yeah, we give it all. We sold it all and give it all. They kept back some. Peter said, why does Satan put in your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost, the Comfort, the one that come there to help you? They said, that's your money all the time. You didn't have to give it. Keep it. God don't need it. By God, he ain't dead. God ain't broke. And when YQ2, whatever it is that, I never can say it. When the year 2000 comes, I can say that. When that comes and everybody's saying, boy, we better. I know we better. I think you ought to get ready for it in case it does come. It is a coming. 2000 is coming, whether you're ready or not ready. It's coming. Whether you got anything to eat or you ain't got nothing to eat. I've heard them say on the TV, boy, we're going to be in bad shape. I mean, everybody's going to be coming to the church to get help. Well, thank God. I mean, that's the only place they could ever get it before is the real church. They couldn't get it in the world. Maybe God will drive them in here. You say, well, we ain't got nothing to feed them. Elijah didn't have nothing. The disciples didn't have nothing. They just had one little youngin' over there, a little lad with his dinner. Elijah, whatever you want to call it. And he had a few fish and loaves. And Jesus got a hold of that blessed God and fed 5,000 at one time. You say, but he can't do that now. No, but he can heal. Now, why does these fellas want to get on there and say, he can heal you, but you better put up some stuff? Well, honey, listen, if God's real and God's so and God is, and I'm glad, I mean, we're by the brook. This is Brookside. Somebody said, why'd you name it Brookside? I said, because there's a brook behind it. That's where Elijah got. And bless God, he stayed there. And the Lord told Elijah, you go down to Brook Cherith and you stay there, and I'll send the ravens by. I'll feed you there.
Amen.
I'll feed you there. Now, Peter went off somewhere and went over here on the side of the mountain, and the ravens had come. They'd left. They'd just looked down there and said, well, he ain't here. Flew back and took it to something else. Probably. But he fed Elijah at the brook. I got to get off my that, get on to my sermon. Holy Ghost said, or Jesus said, I'll pray the Father. Now, this is three different people here. The Father and the Son's doing the talking. Said, I'll send you another comforter. Somebody to help you when you're hurt. Are you listening? Oh, he ain't down here to tell you how come you to get like that. He's down here to tell you, I'm here to get you out of it. He's down here to tell you, hey, I know you're mean. I know you're sorry. And I know the flesh got in control. I know all of that. But you see, Jesus died for you. And he sent me back down here to help you. Now, he done went and took all of his blood, sprinkled it around the mercy seat, and he couldn't be down here everywhere at one time. But he sent me so I could be. Why, you say he can't be everywhere at once? You ever been anywhere you ain't? Have you ever been anywhere that the Holy Ghost wasn't, that God's presence wasn't? If you'll get to praying, son, or get to needing him, he's there. I went all the way to Germany. Got over there and got shot down on the battlefield and trying to run from God, trying to Jonah. I'd bought my ticket and done went on, buddy. Government was paying for it, of course, but I got my ticket and I was gone. I wasn't going to preach. There ain't no way you're going to get me to preach. That's been a long time ago, you know. I got called when I was 17, but in 1945, April the 13th, God came by. Let one of them Germans throw a hand grenade and knock me plumb out. I went 200, at least 200 feet back in the air. I could see my gun going through there. I seen myself turning flips up there in the air. He said, well, I don't believe all that. I don't care what you believe. I was there. Got a hand grenade, 29 holes in my leg and one in my head. Now that in my head ain't bothering me too much. It's behind my ear. Glad it didn't get between my eyes like some of you got something wrong with you there. But I mean, it's back behind my ear. Sometimes it hurts, but it's still there about like a dime, piece about like a dime. And I reached up there and got a handful of blood. And that blood will change you, honey. It sure will. His blood makes you free, but my blood caused me to see. If you don't get something done, you're going to die right here on this battlefield. And I said, God, I'll preach. Yeah, buddy. You let me go home, I'll preach. Just get me out of here, I'll preach. And boy, I mean, it wasn't 2 seconds, didn't seem like, till I saw American troops coming. They relieved me. They got to shooting at them, took the fire off of me. Ain't they glad? I mean, the devil, sometimes when the Holy Ghost comes up, He gets the one, the devil gets a shooting at him, leaves me laying out there, and he's still talking to me. He said, don't worry about it. I'm a spirit. They can't shoot me. Don't worry about it. I'm the Holy Spirit. I'm the Holy Ghost. They can't do nothing to me. And bless God, I'm glad he's here to comfort me. I got to hurry. But listen, I got about three or four more verses of scripture I'd like to read to you, but if I've got time to do it. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. Thank God, isn't that good? You don't have to go to school. You don't have to buy no books. You don't have to go nowhere to get nothing. Said when he's come, he'll teach you all things. And said not only that, but he'll bring things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. And he'll bring things to your remembrance. You just need him. And I mean, when you get old like I am and you can't remember, you need the Holy Ghost more than you ever did to bring to your memory. I mean, to bring things up to you so you can remember it. I got to hurry on, but I want to read chapter 15 now and verse 26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall do what? Testify of me. He'll always be a bragging on Jesus. He'll never brag on Pentecost. He'll never brag on what he done over at Pentecost. He'll brag on Jesus. He'll say, you got the best Savior and the best Father and the best God that anybody ever had. And don't you ever let anybody talk you out of it. Now that's what he's going to tell you. When he comes, he'll testify of Jesus. And he's going to tell the truth about Jesus. He ain't going to lie on him like this outfit does. I mean, he'll tell you that your sins are gone. I mean, he'll say the blood of Jesus Christ, God said, cleanses from all sin. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. He'll tell you that your sins are forever, as far as the east is from the west. He'll tell you that. He'll tell you that your sins are gone. Not under the blood, gone. And he'll tell you that God your Father can't remember where they are. He'll testify of me. Then he'll tell you that this son Jesus will never leave you. He'll hang with you. Well, you say, but if you live right, he ain't got nothing to do with that. Bless God, this living right's a bunch of baloney. Ain't nobody ever done it. Peter said our fathers didn't do it, and we can't do it. And why are we trying to get these Gentiles to do it? Well, my God, if it never has been done, why don't you shut up about how good you're living? Why don't you shut up about all this good stuff you're doing? And why don't you just shut up and hang it up and brag on Jesus what he's done, what he's doing, what he's able to do, what he's going to do, what he can do. But we say, well, he'll do it if we live right. Jesus, I mean, that Holy Ghost said, he'll tell you about it. He'll testify of Jesus. Let me read again. And the Bible said, and the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. He'll tell you the Father so loved you that he gave his Son. He'll tell you the Son loved you good enough to die for you. And the Son has never hurt anybody. And the Father's never hurt anybody. And the Holy Ghost has never. Well, you say, who's done all the killing? Well, great Lord, dummy, who do you reckon? The devil.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message this week. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And until next week, God bless you.